People 10 minutes just to refresh, to browse over the report. Thank you. this 10 minutes for people to refresh their minds, because I know that members were on the street and we are not seeing this draft report for the first time. Let's go on to page 1. If there are corrections on page 1. My name is not A. Nchabele. It's E. Nchabele. I don't know who is A. Because that's not my name. Let's move to page 2. Page 2. On that farm, workers are only paying for electricity, so water is free, and and they will see waterborne system very well. Yeah, houses are free. They are only paying for electricity at 150 rand. And just before that, the second paragraph. The top system. workers were not paid through alcohol. Also, a percentage of the salary was paid through alcohol. Because when you say people were paid with alcohol, it meant that they were actually not getting any salary. At the end of the month, you'll get so many bottles of wine. It's part of their salaries were paid with through the top system.
So the point raised is actually valid, because if they're paying for houses, then they're paying rent. If they're not paying rent, then we should strike the houses out. They're only paying for electricity. The technical thing, but she's absolutely right.
In my comment, I said that they need to correct that.
Okay.
That they are only paying for electricity. Houses are free. Housing is free. They are not paying for those houses. They only pay 150 rand for electricity. And if you want to mention that, yeah, they use the waterborne system for their latrines. And on the last paragraph, we need to correct the mangas. The farm administered by two mangas, two managers, and then correct the conducted. It's called conducted. You see that? The last two sentences. Page 3.
Sorry, Chair, it's probably Murderer. An R.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I'll show you the heading.
Murderer. Just before we move to the first person, this farm, the Goranswachte, the crate is in the cold storage. It was a cold storage. They just opened one window in that cold storage. And this will further show that, you know, that thing. A cold storage cannot be converted into that. If you are to do that, you need to put more windows on that for cross ventilation.
Yeah.
There was no cross ventilation. Page 3. Thank you. Blissful, the Van Loverens. Page 5. Saint Malo, this was where we were told, if you give me cack, I'll give you cack. That was the greeting that day in the morning.
Fortunately, that wasn't one of the
We can't believe it. Saint Malo Farm. Page 7, Val Beda Farm. And Driefontein Farm. That was group 1. Group 2. Page 8. Play. Page 8.
On page 8 on the home play, I think the secretary must add that the manager cut the water for the dwellers. The dwellers can't use the water of the farm. They are using the water from the mountain. He cut out of where the dwellers was using on the bottle. So they are using the water from the mountain. Thank you. Thank you.
What was wrong with the water from the mountain? Were they complaining about the water?
Yeah, it was faulty.
The quality of the water?
Yeah.
Check with the local municipality to test the water. If it's rude, we refer this matter to water affairs or to the local municipality.
What about this? Should we do that? Well, I mean, this is a report. This is just a report. She is requesting that it be reflected that workers are no longer getting water from the farm. The farmer cuts the water and workers are getting water from the mountain. Should we now take this out for reporting or whatever, or we should just,
no,
that
no,
should
no.
be captured?
No, it's being captured. I'm just raising an issue. As the chairperson, that we need to refer some of this matter somewhere. If the committee in Nouveau can record that, and then make sure that we make a follow-up on this matter with the water, particularly in relation to water quality. Page?
May I just ask that we don't use the word workers, because I can't understand from the report.
No, the dwellers.
The dwellers.
Yeah.
Because it seems to me that might be the problem or the tension there.
Mm-hmm.
Page 9. Just before that, the Masrumule. Is it Masrumula or Masrumule? Just double check that. You will like Masrumula. So go and be very angry. One of the lines that you have.
Thank you, Chair. Under 2.1.2, letter of the refund. I think the committee secretary must say that one of the complaints from the worker side was that they were not allowed to join unions, and there were no formal structure like a formal workers' committee where they can raise their concerns and interaction with our work.
Is it captured? Eight flat farm will go
farm
by farm.
And the eight flat farm on page 10, the second paragraph, there is a sentence that says that the unseen salary is those who have just started working. I think that we must just specify that some of the workers work, say, for 34 years on the farm, and the other one, say, for 25 years on the farm. Based on that, there was a concern that they are earning the same salary as those who are working just for 1 year or 6 months.
Yeah, let's recapture that.
And
yeah.
No, it's on another farm.
It's on
the same page, but on another farm.
Yeah.
And on Seva Container Farm, one of the concerns of the workers was that they are working on two farms. The owner is having two farms, and they don't get extra pay for working on those two farms, even if it's overtime on Saturdays or Sundays. That was one of the same complaints. And in the contract that the employer gave to the workers, there was a clause that said that clause 10.2 in that specific contract said that the workers won't get any overtime for work done on the farm or on the other farm. So the labor inspectors gave him an undertaking on that. So that must also be reflected here.
just adrift.
And on Facebook, I think the complaint was the same as in the previous farm state workers that is working more than 10 years are earning the same salary as those working 1 year or 6 months. Can I still put it on page 11? Morgan Road Farm.
Yeah.
Morgan Road Farm. One of the concerns was that the workers is getting paid through the bank, but some of the workers that are not from South Africa, there was no clear indication how they got paid because there was no pay slip or proof of payment for them. It's only those of who are getting paid through the bank that they was proof of payment for them. And they were paying for the houses and the electricity. They must also be added. And serious concern that the committee noted was the fact that there was a very ill child and an ill woman, and there was no assistance for them to get to town to get medical assistance.
When we talk about rental, we need to mention the amount and not just say that there was.
Yeah, it was 150.
I mean, that will go for all the farms, because we're talking farms.
No, on Morgan Road, there was a deduction of 71 rand per person. Some of them are saying five people in one house, and 71 rand is deducted from all those five people in that house, but they are only getting one allocation for electricity.
That is
150.
I think we need to capture that.
Yeah.
The amounts need to be captured, honorable members, on the report. Because they are very important, those amounts. It's important that we have them.
And under on that Morgan Road Farm, 10 of the people there were working without uniforms. They never received uniforms or safety clothing or anything on that.
The La Fontaine Farm, page 12.
On this farm, De La Fontaine, the owner makes use of seasonal workers that is coming from the earth. And there was no formal agreement with the workers that they are going to earn an X amount per day or per week and how they are going to get paid. And they were saying, 13 of them were staying in one house. Unfortunately, I didn't have a chance to go through the report. And there was a number of guys, three of them that were very sick with TB and were saying what does the guys from are in one house. So that was a serious concern, and he promised that he would keep attention to it. But I think it must still reflect in our report.
Yeah.
And there were only one worker with a valid contract, and it was signed in November 2011. All of the others were, there was no contract for that.
I was not there. I was not part of the oversight. terms of permanent party in Moira. And even if that was the concern from workers, what does the sectoral determination say when it comes to salaries in that industry? I'm not raising the issue that it must not reflect as members are saying, but I'm just building something on top of that, because sometimes workers can say things with an expectation that Parliament is here, and as a result there will be different salaries on the basis of the number of years a worker has with that particular employee. I'm just raising it, but not to say it mustn't reflect as it was said. I'm just raising a point that even in other oversights that we might conduct as a popular committee, I think it's also important for me that maybe we can even revisit what is the collective agreement in that industry, say, in order to have some kind of informing workers on the basis of what they are left. I just wanted to raise that general observation.
There's only seniority in all organizations. The number of years that the person spent on the farm or any institution adds value to that institution, because the institution has invested in that person over many years. So obviously what they earn should be higher than those who are entering at the, you know, those who are at the entry level. I think you're right, we need to look into those things. If there agreements on this and what do they say there, are there contraventions when it comes to that? And the other things related to social justice, where you can't just, you can't quote an act, but you say it's it doesn't sound fair, it's not fair. You know, and that, you know, fair is foul, foul is fair. But I think if you are talking to people with good heads on their necks, they will understand it. But well, if there are no general agreements, you know, industrial agreements and that sectoral agreements.
Sir, maybe to add on what you spoke, earlier on a point was made, and you made a point, Chair, and I think it's a very important point. Reports like this are good. Parliament is going to have a report with recommendations. Certain issues have been raised, and you said you need to capture those things so that they can be referred somewhere, so that something can be done. And I think that what is being raised here falls in that category. These issues that we believe need to be looked at, the inspectorate, who's going to do that, who's going to be doing the two, I think you were absolutely right in your comment. We need to just make sure that it's not just something that we observe and it was noted and nothing happened.
Mm-hmm. Actually, we need to make lots of follow-ups. There's one on women, children, and people with disabilities. Particularly with the crashes, you know, those children when they crash, there's no ablution block even for the teachers. So they are told to go to the Wild West. You know, children go to the toilet with their teachers behind trees. Let's move to, still on page 12, committee.
Sorry, sir. I'm still on page 11, the last paragraph. It said that workers bought their own working clothes and shoes because the farmers did not supply them with any uniform. I think that statement is not quite in the right sense. Because what is happening there is that the workers must pay for the uniform and the safety shoes. So we must put it like that. They don't have it because they must pay for it. And when it's harvesting time, they are using a certain type of a server. They must also buy it by themselves to come and work there.
They buy tools
for work. Yeah, they must buy their own tools to come and work. And was an inspection done in September 2011, where, and so the manager didn't comply, something so we got the so one can have a lot to say, but he just didn't comply, and what it is nothing.
I want us to pick some of these things and then make follow-ups with them, particularly where this person hasn't been complying for many years after having been visited more than once, and still there's no compliance. Then what is the department doing?
Yeah.
So to ensure that something happens, you know, that we apply the little laws that we have to enforce compliance. People who were at the workshop, people who were not at on the oversight visit at three, and the two of us here were the only ones who were there, so we need to actually help in doing this. If you could close what you are reading, Honorable Marshall, if it's not linked to what we are discussing, please. Committee recommendations. Yeah. their table than the back of the report. But the reason why we raised them when we were talking here was to ensure that if it's not captured, then, you know, it can help us to, you know, to recapture it again. But at the same time, discussing it in the first input was to, again, to refresh our mind about what actually was discussed and what actions are we going to take. The most unfortunate thing is that we see we are not in a business forum, so we cannot adopt this report in this meeting. So which means we still have to have a sitting where we'll discuss this, and, you know, after when we have a quorum, then we can again re-raise some of the issues. So we're going to have a second bite on this. So I'd encourage members to seriously look at their notes and the notes that they took on the field visit and counterpose those with what is in the report.
I have not been part of the visits, but I completely accept, you know, what is stated in the report, and also appreciate what members have stated this morning here in this meeting. I just believe that one of the most important parts of the report is the bit that deals with the recommendations. And except for one reference here to the dire state of some houses, and there the committee urges the Department of Rural Development and Labour. By the way, I think when we speak of rural development, it should be a land reform. I think that is the full name of that department. I was just wondering, whether it would be out of order to also include the Department of Human Settlements. Although the Department of Labour, and I've seen some of the reports, do not express any views on their houses because they focus on the labour situation, I think what the committee has observed is valid and should be noted, and I'm glad it is noted here as well. But the housing supplied by employers on farms play, especially in the Western Cape, an enormous role. If it wasn't for people staying on farms, our municipalities would have had a far bigger problem when it comes to housing and illegal squatting, etc. And I have known that many of farmers have expressed, especially from Stellenbosch, where I've been a town councillor for many years, the need for what they call agri-villages and so on, where people can take ownership of their houses, improve them, and also let their children inherit an asset, etc. Because that is how many people have advanced in life, because they've had this asset. That's also the beauty of the RDP housing initiatives that we have, that people have a place that they can call their own. And I was just wondering if the committee would consider including also reference to the Department of Human Settlements, and also ask that department to come aboard and also assist. This is also with a reference in the report of dwellers, which in many cases I think farmers would like to use the word illegal dwellers. It's people that are staying on the farms, but they are not working on the farms, and in many cases they are even keeping farm workers out of research housing because of various reasons. And then therefore just my request that you also consider including reference to the Department of Human Settlements, and for them also to pay attention to the whole issue of the housing of farm labor.
Thank you, sir. Just to add what the honourable member was saying is that on our first farm, the Kunfle one, where the dwellers were, the farm owner was prepared to give each one in on that farm was legitimate to stay there, 12,000 rand, to go and seek alternative housing. So if we can just edit in that fashion for assistance from especially the local municipality of that area. And under this department, under the recommendations, I think one thing that we must add is the fact that one of the farms that was not complying, which had a visit from the inspectors approximately 6 months before, and they were still not complying, and the workers were complaining that those inspectors are not assisting them. They are not listening to them, and they are not explaining certain things to them, because they are coming to the farm, interact with the farm workers, and buy cars from the farm workers, from the farm owners, and not doing what they are supposed to do. So I think that is a real big concern. Because in no respect was that of farm owner compliant, and he had an inspection the previous year. That's farm owner.
Changes. If there were no changes, what did you do as a department to ensure that himself is helped to comply. And when you are sure that this person is helped, they have the information, you train their people, and then you can prove that there is unwillingness to change, then what steps do we take? That is drastic steps. I'm saying that we need to be, we're navigating in very, very strange waters. You know, we are refereeing at the same time, we're coaching. But there must come a time where the ref issues a red card and the coach in the ref goes to rest. There should come such a time. But we can only do that if we are sure that as coaches we have done the right job of coaching. If the players that are not willing to play, and that's when you fire the referee, I mean you fire the other coach, the technical team, and you change even the players on the team, which will mean then the director general of the department must make sure that, you know, say this kind of inspectors, there's no reason why they should continue earning a salary in the department, because they visited this farm more than 3 times and still there are no changes. But there will be other things that were raised by work as well. We need to be careful how we tread on this one. Labor inspectors are human beings too. If you go to a farm that sells vegetables, you're doing an inspection and you come back and buy vegetables there, what is wrong with that in the first place? And then, you know, the workers on the farm will say, this inspector is getting free food from the farmer. I mean, you are human beings. I got the story of this inspector who went to a farm to do inspection, and there was a car that was on sale, and there was a sticker, car on sale. And he actually, the price on that car meant the money that he has. He could afford to buy the car. And he came back to buy the car, and the workers gave it an interpretation. But I think we need to look at rules of engagement here, you know, code of conduct of the labor inspectors, but when it comes to doing business with the people that they are playing an oversight role on, because it can blur lines, you know. But then as we do this, the farmers need to know what the code of conduct is, because if they don't know, some unscrupulous people may end up misusing their positions of authority to enrich themselves, and that poisoning the atmosphere in industrial relations, but well between ourselves as neighbors and capital.
Run over by a tractor or a truck, etc.
I'm asking myself, for example, the children that the family have trouble to get to school. What are we doing as government to support, for example, either the bus transport, and we know in some cases it's not viable, but then to assist children to attend from Monday to Friday a hostel in the school, you know, a good school where they can, especially secondary education. And lastly, Chair, I was asking myself, I believe that some of these employers must be contributing to the skills development being described. And this seems to me there's very little reference to training of farm laborers being undertaken to, we had this ideal in the past of training people with potential up to supervisor and manager level so that they can take on more responsibility and earn more money. We spoke of people who've been working for 25, 34 years on the farm. Surely those people must have an ample opportunity if things work as we want them to work, to be trained and to be more valuable to that farm employer than somebody who has just started from Lesotho last year and came as a seasonal worker or just as a short-term worker. And I'm just thinking, this visit was extremely valuable, it seems, but I'm concerned about the things that you observe that should be fed into other departments and whether that message is going to get to those departments. Because some of these issues are provincial matters, social development, basic education is a provincial matter. I would like to just bring this under the attention of the MECs of the province concerned, knowing that there are other provinces as well, but at least here the community has put in a lot of effort and we can hopefully make a difference to some people's lives.
I think the other thing we need to do after this is we need to have a joint sitting between labor, human settlement, rural development, and social development. So in that joint sitting, we can raise this matter that we what we discover upon the farms. You know, that these are the situation, these are the farms. And the advantage with this would be giving people addresses where to go to and where to look at. I think human settlement has funds that are related to settlement. But now the challenge is with that, but let's not go deep into that. We may end up being delayed because there are things related to ownership. Because you want to build an RDP house on my property, do I give that piece of land over to that person or do I give it, hand it over to the government? What happens if this person decides they don't want to work for me, they want to go somewhere else? Can I still keep them? Because people have the right to work where the areas of choice. So those are kind of the kind of challenges that are beyond us, so that we need to reflect, you know, to. So maybe we need to before long have those joint sittings particularly to deal with this matter. And if we use the Western Cape as our model, we can even raise this thing in other provinces, because we started here. This is the committee. So we can use this, you know. But how do you bring local governments in? That is where COGTA comes in, into the picture. Because ultimately, this thing has a way of impacting on all the departments. You know. Honorable Lai.
Thank you, Jeff. I'm very glad to see you are in our. But the one thing that I forgot to mention is the fact that Home Affairs is also not really a good thing. Because on one farm there were 34 permanent workers on that farm that is also staying on that farm. And 12 of those people still are not having passports certificate. And it's problematic for them to access it, because when they go to town to do the application, there is very, very, very long parole that they must put in, and they don't get assistance through that day. So they don't have the opportunity people go there every day. And one of the women's husband died 3 years ago, and she couldn't access the UIF money from the album because she didn't got the death certificate from one of them. She couldn't get the assistance because of the long waiting list.
And the farmer is not willing to help.
And the farmer did assist. He can only take her or the mother of the kids to home affairs in town. But he cannot do it every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He was taking them there, but the roads are too long for them to wait there. Yeah.
So such cases.
So in a sense that the children couldn't get the child support from either.
It's terrible. And when the child support grants augment the salaries of the parents, so they're better living, you know, for those poor kids. I think something could be done on this one quickly by maybe us as a committee writing to the local the local welfare office in that area. Just zoom on it, you know, and say, there is this problem, can you help? And my neck tells me that somebody with a good head on their neck will pick that thing up and visit that family and fix their papers quickly. Because as we go on oversized, we pick certain things and we become whistleblowers. I mean, if you pick a case of child abuse, are you going to wait to call a joint study group? No. There are certain methods where, as a committee, somebody can see something and pick a line, take a phone and phone 10-1-1 and get somebody arrested. I'm going to ask the researcher, let's say, to the team here to look at those issues where we can communicate directly with the provincial or municipal offices and check if something can be done. And I think we can really make a difference if we do that. Are there other issues that members would like to raise?
Just as a general thing, Chair, and I know there was we agreed that the presentation was done by Vita. Remember they offered that they would like to collaborate with us and partner see some of those farms and maybe those people are not their members or whatever. What I would just like to put on the table here is that we shouldn't forget that there, that we can use the Vita as leverage to see how they can have impact on those farmers. Just one of those things that the follow-up shouldn't forget. They offered to be able to.
So actually, have people who can help us do that
for us. Yeah, Novita actually, they were very forthcoming in terms of saying, well, we would like to be more involved, so maybe we should take them up.
I'll call a meeting with and check if we can move them. I mean, with the team. And check which ones can we do quickly. What are the quick wins? And which one will take longer and then honorable members, we honorable again.
Yes, just as on the point that has been done, but I think you are raising it on the basis of the meeting we had.
Yeah.
If my memory serves me well, I think we also requested, if that is possible, to get a report of the oversight business. So, I then say, rather than just calling them to a meeting again, it's better if you call them to a meeting after we have given them the report for them now to structure how will be their intervention look like. When we had a meeting with them, already having the understanding of what is reflected in the report, what is it that they have to do. Because I do realize that in terms of the recommendations, there's one that says, can they also go to other provinces? But I think it would be better if that
involved in this discussion of making the paperwork simpler and perhaps allow people only to submit submissions or paperwork twice a year instead of monthly, etc. There's many farms, I think, make use of people that work there all year for many years. Some are seasonal, highly seasonal, and never get new people. But I know, well, I can just imagine that many farmers would love to get the paperwork done twice a year and then for the next 6 months the UIF and so on is paid up and they don't need to go through that exercise every month. So simplifying things, making it easier for people to conform to acceptable standards is something which I think quite exciting.
No, the compliance is not a very difficult thing. Because when you pay John 300 rand a week, you need to say this is John 300 rand for the month of February.
It's clear for you, I guess.
Exactly. I agree, you know how much you are paying. You know? It's just like, you see, when you pay people, you need to record what you pay. So they pay and they don't record what they are paying. You see, and this makes them not to comply. It would be something else if they were not recording and they were not even compliant. In terms of the receipt of money that goes to the bank, you see this was for UIF, this is for December, you know. But now they just don't record it on their books because they think if they get the money, it's okay, you don't have to record it, you know. And it's not difficult then. The inspectors do it in an hour, that training. And the follow up training, because you are training people who are literate. You know? And there's a format, you just like filling a form. You know? So it's much easier, it's not difficult. Maybe what you need to do is get those papers and see, you know, how they are done. Part of your orientation. Are there other issues that members would like to address before we close this? Thank you very much. We have to. We're going to call another meeting where we'll rediscuss this document and then adopt it. So members can still go through it with the SISCOM. And the researcher, please add details on this. I'm talking to you, sir. You haven't heard of that yet. Okay. This meeting is closed. Thank you very much.
Thank you.